In the first reading today, we heard that God did not abandon the just man when he was sold into slavery. Now, how many of us being sold into slavery would naturally assume God has abandoned us? Why would he allow something so horrible to happen? But in fact, it says he went with him into the dungeon. Obviously, it's talking about Joseph back in Egypt, but the reality is the same. One of the things that happens in the spiritual life and is very troubling to a lot of people is that God takes away the feeling of his presence. So you're trying to pray, you want to have that connection with God, and you cannot feel him at all. It feels like God has abandoned you. It feels like when you're praying, you're just talking into a vacuum, that nobody's listening. God is right there. All he's done is take away the feeling of his presence. He hasn't taken himself away. He hasn't abandoned us at all, but it just feels that way. And that's the part that we need to be clear about, is that this is a normal part of the spiritual life. It's not a punishment. It's not because you've done something wrong, he's angry with you, and so now he's abandoned you or whatever. No, in fact, again, it's one of those strange things about the spiritual life. It's actually a reward because God is purifying you. He wants you to be able to love more. And the point of what happens in the spiritual life is oftentimes, especially toward the beginning, but it takes years to be able to work through this, we go to prayer because of what we can get. We like it. We're supposed to be at prayer simply to love God. And that's why he takes away the feeling. Because if we're going to prayer because we like the consolation, because it's just so wonderful and I can be so connected with the Lord and I can have this great peace and I've got these wonderful feelings, oh my goodness, we're going to be going to prayer all the time for ourselves because of what I get out of it. Prayer is about what you're putting into it, not about what you're getting out of it. And so God takes away all of those consolations, all of the feelings, all of the different things. And he says, now just love me. Be there just for me. Continue to go to prayer. Continue to do all the things you're doing. You're just not going to feel anything. Because that takes away the selfishness. Little by little, because of course, in most of us, the selfishness runs very, very deep. And so a couple of days isn't going to be enough. And you can look at some of the great saints. It's years and years and years. For 50 years, Mother Teresa of Calcutta was in absolute darkness. Nothing. No feeling of Jesus for 50 years. St. Jane de Chantal, I think, was 37 years. She died that way. Mother Teresa, 2 weeks before she died, some of that came back. But 50 years. Because she was such a horrible sinner? Because she was so rotten? Because God hated her? No, obviously not. God wanted her to love more. And so because of what she was doing, he was blessing her. Now, that's not the way most of us would think of a blessing. Just like when God gives a gift, it's not nicely wrapped, it doesn't have a bow on it, it's not real pretty, and it's not exactly what we wanted, because it's always going to be the cross. That's God's gift. And we look at that and go, that's a gift. Yeah, it is. So we need to be able to see things again from a spiritual perspective, not from the natural. Remember the principle, almost always, whatever is on the natural level, the spiritual is going to be the opposite. That's exactly what we've got. On the natural level, we want all the feelings, we want the gush, we want the consolations, we want all those things. We look at it as a punishment if somebody pulls away. We must have done something wrong if somebody's pulled away. Not in the spiritual life. God pulls away. Well, he doesn't pull away. He just pulls the feeling of his presence away because we're doing the right thing, because we want to grow in love, because we want to get closer to him. Now, again, on the natural level, we'd say, but if I want to get closer to you, why do you make yourself feel like you're a million miles away? To take away the selfishness. We want to love him for him, period. Because he loves you for you. He's there for you. We don't have that to worry about. So he just wants us to be able to become the people he created us to be. Meaning that we are made for love and for truth, for life. That's what he wants. And that love is not easy. Again, we think, especially on a day like this, it's Valentine's Day, so love should be gush. Love should be boxes of chocolate. Love should be flowers. Love should be cute. Love should be pretty. Love should be fun. Look at the cross. There is love. Not pretty, not cute, not fun, not gushy. There is pure and perfect love. That's where we need to learn. If pure and perfect love was a box of chocolate, it's exactly what Jesus would have given us. It's not. So therefore, he teaches us perfect love. Did God abandon him on the cross? Was he doing that because God was angry at him? No. And neither is it with us. So even on the cross, Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? The feeling in his humanity was gone. He's God, obviously, he didn't abandon himself. But in his human nature, the feeling was gone. But God was right there with him. And he is with us too. The question always isn't about, is God with me? The question is, am I with God? Because we get frustrated because we don't feel his presence, and then we pull away. It's like, wait, I thought I was there to love him. Why am I pulling back? Because I'm selfish. That's what he's trying to purify. That's why that happens. So if you can't feel God when you go to prayer and it doesn't feel like there's a connection, could be because you're doing something that's wrong, but generally it's not. It's because you're doing something right, and it's actually God blessing you for your efforts to love him more.